Hi, this is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. Today, I am turning now to an author, and I don't know what to call her, actually. The name of the book is 100 Days Till Tomorrow, and her name is L.S. Case, and I don't know what she wants me to call her. I was trying to think of what I should be calling her. I'm thinking of, like, I could just call her Brilliant. How about that? Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. So, L.S., what do you want me to call you? L.S.?
You know, you can call me Linda. How's that?
Okay.
That's my real name. You can call me Linda.
Oh, thank you for... I mean, I feel honored that I'm allowed to call you... I mean, I should be calling you something really, really special. As I said, Brilliant would be a nice name for you. Or Smarty Pants. I don't know. Because I tell you... I knew I would love this book. I always, you know within a few pages if I like a book or not. And then I get to the third page, and you use the word that I love and that very few people can use without blushing. You said, perchance. Perchance the misjudged receptionist would pull up a chair. I love it. I said, any girl who can write perchance, my goodness, this is a terrific writer.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, there's so many things. First of all, you're famous for something else, but now you're going to be a famous writer because this is a great book.
Oh, thank you.
And it's your first book.
It is. It's my debut novel.
I don't know. It's just so amazing. When I get a debut novel that is perfection. And as I said, it's very funny. I'm going to tell you something after we talk, but you tell us the premise of this book because I love the idea.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, 100 Days Till Tomorrow, it's a blend of inspirational women's fiction with Hallmark-style romance. My main character, my protagonist, Miranda Blair, she has spent 2 decades avoiding the unknowns in her past and running from the truth. And rather than having aspirations, Miranda has all of these self-imposed limitations. She still lives with her mother in her modest childhood home, and everything in her life is understated. But then she discovers that she's the sole heir to her estranged grandmother's estate. But there's a catch. As a requirement for the inheritance, Miranda has to leap out of her comfort zone and spend 100 days in idyllic Cobbler's Hill at her grandmother's dilapidated, rustic New England cottage. And that's where everything changes. She not only meets the charming Emerald Eye guy next door, Jake Colby, but she also discovers herself. And Jake is determined to turn this resented countdown of 100 days into a season of endless possibilities. So it all sounds wonderful, and it is, until this magical summer adventure that she takes along the road not taken, then of course, there are new beginnings and second chances, but it also unearths all of these hidden secrets to her past.
Oh, you just combined everything so perfectly in this book. Just, as I said, I just knew I was going to love it, and I did. I kept reading it, and there's so many things in it. But one of my favorite was, I love that there's a section where writing about balloons, and one of them is called Overjoyed.
Oh, yes.
You know, I always get a kick. I sort of collect joy quotes. And so when I got to that part, I said, Overjoyed. So tell us about that. Tell us about why there's a balloon. Overjoyed.
Well, you know, I always love the idea of the sky is the limit. I've always loved hot air balloons. I myself have taken a hot air balloon ride and experienced the magic of it. And to me, just rising to new heights and realizing your potential and not putting any limitations on yourself, it's an overjoyed, it's an experience. It's just something that's all-encompassing, and I really wanted that for my character. And I felt that her entire summer with Jake Colby, learning about herself, falling in love with herself, you can't help but feel overjoyed for her and for herself. So that's where that idea came from.
It's perfect. It is absolutely perfect. And I do love the idea of the balloon and what it represents so much more. Also that freedom and that rising to new heights. I thought it was terrific. And you've risen to fantastic heights with this book because your writing is so good.
Thank you.
You know, rarely do I go anymore. Do I have to look up words in the dictionary or do I have to go to a thesaurus? I'm pretty good wordsmith. But with you, I said, well, I have to go and find if there's another word for brilliant.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me. As a debut author, this encouragement is invaluable. Thank you so much for your kind words.
Well, you know, I said to myself, this is just too good to be true. I want to read a little bit of one of your paragraphs just to show people. It's a simple paragraph. It's a simple sentence, but you write it so well. The awkwardly plump attorney, sporting a salt and pepper wizard's beard, rose from his chair and extended a fleshy palm. Now that is a great sentence. It's just perfect. You can see this guy. And then of course you build that character into somebody very interesting.
Yeah, Mr. Baxter, he actually was named after my dog Baxter, between us. But he just represents all the unknowns and everyone, your fears and your insecurities. And that's how I felt when I was depicting his character. I wanted someone to come across as someone intimidating and bringing out all your kind of like your imperfections, and that's who Mr. Baxter was.
Well, you just describe him so perfectly. His chubby arms jiggle, and there's nothing jolly about him or magical. And it's just so well done. And I thought to myself, "Woo! This author is having fun here, and just making a name for herself."
I love having that control over words. I love putting poetic words together. I spend so much of my time analyzing every sentence and trying to think, what would my readers want to read? What would be pleasing to them? And it's almost like writing poetry, even though it's not a poem. And that's so important to me. And to create feeling and to create images, so they're not just reading a sentence, but they're actually getting engrossed in what's happening.
And this is, you've accomplished it. It is so terrific. What I always get so thrilled when I have an author who's just starting, and I see now, you know, I've been doing this program for over 8 years, and I've seen the authors come back. You know, they start writing, and sometimes I had one author, the one I was speaking to just before you, when she wrote her first book. It was planned to be her only book. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to her, and when I read her book, I said, well, of course you're going to be coming back because you're just too good. I mean, you know, I talk about the joy on paper. Once you find that joy on paper, you're not going to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there are a lot more books in you.
I hope so. I really do. And I hope I can just keep touching people's lives, because that's why I wrote this book. I want to be a beacon of hope for others, especially women. I want them to realize their potential and to realize that it's all about second chances and new beginnings, and that, you know, as I said before, the sky is the limit, and that I want them to have hope and believe in themselves and to find joy. And that's why I started writing.
Well, you certainly have done that, and I love that you talk about finding joy. I love that this is a romance.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a lot of books that are called romance, but so many of them are very bitter romances. There's a lot of bitterness in them and a lot of bad language, which
mm-hmm.
When I want a romance, I want something like this. I want something that makes me feel good, that gives me hope for everybody, that there's goodness in this world. And tell a little bit about why she gets this offer to stay in a house. Tell us about
the grandmother. Well, she had a really strange relationship. She really didn't know her grandmother. She didn't really even know anyone in her family. And I don't want to give away too much because that's a big part of the plot. But as the reader will learn, the important role that grandmother actually did play in her life, perhaps not up front but behind the scenes, and the importance of forgiveness and the importance of letting go of grudges, and that how important and how fragile relationships are. And that's what Miranda and her grandma, even though they didn't have a relationship, they actually did. And it's a lesson to all of us that time is precious, life is fragile, and to maybe it's time to let go and to forgive and to find the goodness that comes out of something as opposed to looking for the flaws.
That's an excellent point, because did you come out with this during the pandemic, the idea for the book? No?
No, no, no. This has been, Patsy, this has been years in the making, probably about 7 years or so. But I never had the confidence to move forward with it, and I always wondered whether it was good enough. You know, all debut authors go through that doubt, who will want to read it? And it wasn't until I met some prayer warriors and cheerleaders who instilled life into my dreams that I said, you know what? Why not me? If I can't write this book and be true to my characters unless I take a dose of my own medicine and believe in myself. And I don't want to be a hypocrite. I want to, whatever I'm able to convey on paper, I need to practice that in my life. And that's why this book is being born, because I want women to read it and to feel empowered and to believe in themselves.
A wonderful point, because, you know, so many people do have this, they've drifted away from their families, or they don't know anything about their families, and then you get to a point where, like, during the pandemic, people realized, well, you know, life is short. It could be short. So why am I not doing something with it? And why hold these grudges against people for 30, 40 years and look at them in a new light? And, you know, I just thought there were just so many things in this book. But, of course, one of the wonderful things, that it's your spirit, because you yourself have done some marvelous work. So I wanted you to take a few minutes to tell us about who you are.
Well, first and foremost, I'm a mom. And my family means everything to me. I married my high school sweetheart. We've been married 27 years, and I have 3 grown children. And beyond that, I have always just wanted to make the world a better place. So as young as being a child, I was always looking for opportunities to give back and to show kindness and to do all types of clothing drives and food drives, and I would write to the ladies at the nursing home who didn't have family, and I would help take exams for the blind students at college, and I just always looked for opportunities to give back and to show kindness. And one of the organizations that I joined over 20 years ago, I became a volunteer wish granter for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And that holds a very special place in my heart. I love working with these beautiful children who are medically fragile and working with the families who are also going through such difficult storms in their life. And I like to bring hope and joy and help to make that wish come true for the family and to let the parents have a day of happiness and to see their child smile. So that's really where my heart is, and I'm the last person to turn my cheek on anyone in need. It's just who I am. It's in my genes.
Well, in this world of people who are really involved in giving, you're well known because of your work in Make-A-Wish. It's such wonderful work that you've done, and it comes through, I think the spirit also comes through in your book.
Thank you, because that was very important to me that it did, that those lessons are in there to share with others. Because we can all make a difference, Patsy. Every one of us can make a difference.
I think what you've done is brilliant, really. You know, I get a lot of books, and every once in a while I get sort of one that just stops me in my tracks, and I say, thank you. Just thank you for writing this book and touching my heart. Oh. And I want other people to get this book and feel that same sort of magic that you've managed to capture in your writing. As you said, you've had this idea for a while. So when you first sat down and started writing, what was the process for you?
I wrote this book during a season of change in my life. I had just lost my grandmother, and the very next day, my career came to an end when the company I worked for 14 years closed its doors. So in a weekend, I planned a funeral and dismantling of my career, and it was tough, but I needed to find a new forum that I could still impact and influence and inspire others. And I always loved writing. I always loved putting words together. And I just sat down and I said, you know what, I'm just going to just sit down and see what comes to mind. So I guess you can say I'm not a plotter, I'm a pantser. I know the authors use that phrase. So I'm a pantser. I sit down and I just kind of write by the seat of my pants and I just see where the story takes me. And it was just all about putting beautiful words together. I knew I had ideas in my mind. I wanted it to involve the girl next door. I knew I wanted it to involve family because that's so important to me. And I wanted it to be a clean, wholesome romance. My daughters were teenagers at the time. I didn't want curse words. I wanted it to be something that you could read or your child could read and not blush. And I'm a Hallmark lover. I love the purity of Hallmark and the warm and fuzzies. And I'm a romance at heart. So everything just really came together in the story. And I went back several times. And, of course, I rewrote it many, many times. But I kept working at it until it was something I was proud of and I was ready to release it to the world.
Well, you should be proud of it. And speaking of Hallmark, they should pick this book up.
Oh, I would absolutely love that.
They
but
really
dreams
should.
Dreams do come true. I know that. But
yes.
I'm hoping.
I mean, this is the perfect book. I could write the script for it tomorrow because I think it's just a great book, a great story. There are so many great, wonderful scenes in here, in addition to the one with the balloons and of her arriving and finding the house and all of this and all the things that she goes through. So did you have some experience in renovating houses and fixing things up?
Yeah, somewhat, sure. I do. But for me, it was all about the story starts off kind of... I guess you'd call it a little heavy, a little somber, you know, in the attorney's office, and then you graduate into and being introduced to the bungalow, the grandmother's home, and it's, you know, it needs so much of a makeover, and there's so many things that just don't represent who Miranda, or maybe it does represent who Miranda is, but not who she wants to be. And you see this, like, how it just, the transformation, and how it just brings the whole story into the light. So the dilapidated cottage represents all the clutter in her life, and all the baggage that she has, and everything that she needs to kind of go through piecemeal to become who she's meant to be.
Oh, it is a beautiful story, and really Hallmark should pick it up because it's a great story. It'd make a wonderful, wonderful Hallmark program. And who knows, because I've had some authors here who their books were picked up and they turned into Hallmark movies. So we will keep our fingers crossed and say some prayers.
You.
And hope that you'll be back and you can come and tell me when you get a movie deal, okay?
Oh, I'd be delighted. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, it's also inspired me. I think I've been thinking maybe, you know, I come from northern Michigan, and there is this old farm that someone abandoned. Not one of my relatives, but my relatives still have their farms. But there's this old farm that's abandoned. I'm thinking of buying it. I think I'm going to buy it. Wouldn't cost too much. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get this a lawyer who will give it to some millennial. And I'm going to give this old farm to a millennial. This millennial who will be chosen will only have to spend 1 month there. because you have to drive your tractor to the top of a hill to get cell reception.
Wow.
And there is no Wi-Fi. I mean, we up there we just call it why try, because because if you do get it, it's only going to last for a few minutes. So I want to see a millennial live for a month in that farm and survive it.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
Wouldn't that be great?
What a novel idea. Yeah. That would be fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, I just ripped you off. No, yours is better.
It sounds like a reality TV show, Patsy.
You know that I could do. Now, wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, it would be.
Oh, I'd love to. And maybe I'll do that. I'll take 10 millennials up there, put them in this house, and see if they can survive a month without Wi-Fi or cell phones. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Well, you're just fantastic, and your work for Make-A-Wish is, you know, what you've done over the years for that and helping people is wonderful. And now that you found this joy on paper that you give to others who now are the readers will find joy on paper when they read your book. Well, perchance, are you writing another book, perchance?
I actually am. I actually am, and it's along the same lines. It's not a sequel, but it is about finding your voice again and about rediscovering who you are, who life meant for you to be, and it's another romance.
Good.
So hopefully that will be coming out sooner than 8 years, like it took me to write 100 Days Till Tomorrow.
Yeah, but the first one always takes a long time.
Yes, it sure does. It sure does.
But now that you found it, and now that you found your voice in words, because you are really good, I love anybody who uses perchance, whilst, or shan't. They will always get on my program. Those are three of the words that I love. But I knew the minute I read that paragraph, I said to myself, she's going to be back. She's going to. And I know you will. So as soon as you have a release date, Linda, people have to look you up as L.S. Case, right?
L.S. Case, yes. There's actually another Linda Case who's an author. And that's why I had to kind of be a little bit more creative with my name, because I didn't want to step on her toes. And even though she writes about dogs and dog training, but I figured, you know what? I wanted a new identity. I figured this is a new chance for not Linda Case, but L.S. Case. And that's why I went with that name.
Well, we'll remember it. I'm going to remind people of L.S. Case. Because you've written a wonderful book called 100 Days Till Tomorrow. Of course, if I had picked your name, it would have been Brilliant Case, and then that had been really easy to find.
Well, thank you so much, and I hope that your listeners enjoyed this and that maybe they'll follow along with me on social media.
I hope so. Now, your website is what?
lscasenovelist.com.
Okay.
lscasenovelist.com.
And social media, where the...
Just L.S. Case Novelist. It's on Instagram and Facebook. It's both L.S. Case Novelist.
Okay. Haven't had too many people who use the word novelist, but you are definitely a novelist.
I'm different.
Yes.
I'm different.
You're not a plain old writer. You're not a plain old author.
Well, you know what, Patsy? I did that because I figured if I put that in there, it forces me to write more than one book. I have to live up to that name.
I think that was a brilliant idea because you're brilliant. And L.S. Case, novelist, I am so happy that you are enjoying paper today. You are really a wonderful person, a wonderful human being, and it comes across in your book. You make me overjoyed.
Thank you. This was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. What a great book. Now, that's a romance. If you're going to give me a romance, please don't give me dirty words, because I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to read it. I'm telling you right now. If you want to write a romance, it has to be sweet. I like it. And this is a really good one. So, perchance, you're writing a romance. Let me know. I do look forward to nice ones. And L.S. Case, novelist, has done a fantastic job. Okay, bye-bye now.